This is Among the Stacks, produced by the Allen County Public Library in Scottsville, Kentucky. The podcast where you learn what we're reading and recommending in the library news.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Among the Stacks. I'm Chelsea, and this week I have Mariah.
Hi!
Hey, Mariah. We missed our last podcast episode, as you may or may not have noticed. It was Thanksgiving, and also we've had a lot of sickness here at the library.
A lot, yeah.
No COVID, thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Yeah, a little.
You've been sick.
Yeah, a little strep flu-ish kind of stuff going on, yeah.
Yeah, colds, everything's yes. going around. And we've been a little strapped here at the library, but we're all back and healthy as far as we know.
We're all wearing our mask and trying to stay distant from each yeah. other, yeah.
So hopefully we'll be good the rest of the year and
I
beyond.
I hope so.
But we've also had some stuff going on at the library. What have you been up to, Mariah?
Well, actually, I've been a little busy. I haven't been busy for so long. So this past week was kind of a good time for me. I started off last week sick. And then I come back mm-hmm. to work. And we had the Christmas Under the Stars Street Fair. It's a new thing that the Heart of Scottsville started. The new lady, Hannah, that's directing it now, she said she was watching a bunch of Hallmark movies, and she was like, that's what I want for Scottsville.
So yeah, it looked like a ton of fun. I didn't get to go because I was also sick, but
right.
It looked so much fun.
It was so much fun. My fiance come up, and he, afterwards, when we got home, he was like, it was actually a very good time. He used to live here several years ago. He's moved back now, and so he saw a lot of people he hadn't seen in forever, and mm-hmm. and there was food trucks. That's his jam. He had bought a panini. Yeah. He was all about it. But my daughter and I, it was a special night for us because Miss Amanda, our children's services librarian, dressed up like Mrs. Claus, and we had our front porch.
That wasn't Miss Amanda. You know that. That was.
That was. That was. Yeah. I need to correct that. That was not Miss Amanda.
It wasn't Miss Amanda.
But we actually won best decorated.
Yeah. Best use of the theme yes. this year for our porch, our Christmas trees and stuff that we had out.
And we had people. Yeah. I've had people message me. I was like, can we come up and get pictures taken? Like, get our kids. Picture taken with all the trees and everything.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like, absolutely.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Claus was up there and there were two elves and they uh-huh. may or may not have been myself and my 16-year-old extremely happy daughter. And it was so much fun. I went all out. I wore the elf ears and everything. And this one little boy walked up and he's just looking at me and he was like, I like your ears. And I said, thank you. I was born with them. And he just looks at me and goes, you really look like an elf. And I was like, well, it's a good thing because I am an elf. And he just gets this look and he like takes a step back and kind of like walks around me, but never turns his back on me. And I was like, okay.
Checking good. You out.
Yes. I was like, okay. So the little boys love elves. It was just so amazing. And everybody had a good time. Kids were taking pictures with Miss Claus. And that was another thing. They might next time consider having Santa, like free pictures with Santa.
Well, we have had Santa here before. We've done a photo day where Mr. Santa Claus comes in and kids take some pictures. But he wasn't able to come this year. But maybe next year
maybe
he can make
next
a return.
Year. Well, there yeah. was a Santa on the square, but they were charging yeah. to take pictures. So there's our community, I found out because I just finished, my first semester at UK with the Library yeah. Science Master's degree. And so doing some research, we're over 18% poverty.
Yeah.
So paying for pictures like that, that's taking money from, you know, buying Christmas presents. So we yeah. had a lot of parents, they asked, well, how much is it to take pictures with Mrs. Claus? And we're like, nothing. We're the library. We are so amazing.
Yeah.
No, come up and and the parents were relieved. The kids were all happy. It was an amazing, wonderful time. And I hope it's something that the city of Scottsville continues.
I think it will be. And that's another point of why libraries are so important, is because not everyone has money to go and buy books and movies and have access to different information resources and fun things to do. So the library is a very important part of the community. Just a reminder for all those listening out here, we are more than books, and we are a good time too.
And we're a good time too.
Important to have around.
Well, yeah. And another free service that we offer, the next morning I came up and I taught a free acrylic painting class.
Yeah, those are always so popular.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we've dropped in numbers a little bit because of COVID, but I had 17 people, and I capped it off at 20 because we're still trying to distance.
Spread out.
Yeah. But it was, we did a like the old-timey red truck with the Christmas tree and the trees and the snow, and everyone had such a great time, and it's all free. Your supplies, everything. All you need to come in with is an attitude like I'm gonna rock this painting. And even if you don't have that attitude, we will rock that painting.
You will supply that attitude for them.
I'm such a cheerleader when it comes to painting. But that's another free service. It's a quarterly event. Like we can only do it every quarter. Yeah. But I try to, you know, I've not done the same painting twice. I try to bring in new stuff. So, yeah, that's another thing. And it's really built a little community, because there are people in there that didn't know each other who are now friends and set together and paint together. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful. But yeah, so I've been kind of busy.
Yeah, I'm happy that we've had some of those in-person programs, and hopefully in the new year we will be able to do slowly add some stuff back. I mean, we're going to have COVID and be dealing with it for who knows how much longer it's here. So hopefully we'll have a few more in-person programs. But if you can't come in person, we still have our YouTube stuff going on. I still have my I just put up a couple weeks ago the origami ornament video, which we don't have any kits left, but we do. All you need is like a square sheet of paper. You can use construction paper. I did that cardstock for an example that I'd done. So any kind of paper, you can make those ornaments by following that video. And hopefully this month we'll have some videos coming up of us reading some Christmas tales to you. So keep your eyes out for that.
And I just want to let you know, I've had so many people message and call asking about your origami kits.
Really?
Yes. And I'm like, just get on the video. She will walk you through, you know, we don't have any paper left, but if you have paper at home. So I'm glad you brought that up. Yes. It was a huge success.
We used all the paper we had, but you can use any type of paper. You can use a blank white sheet of paper and it'll be really fine.
Yes.
So, and if you need glue dots, the dollar store has those as well. So, yeah. So it's all the supplies you need. You should, you're in good hands here in town.
Yes.
You got all you need. but that's all I know that we've got really coming up right now. Right. We're still kind of planning for next year and everything, but keep an eye out.
Yes.
We'll update you on our social media and the library news and the newspaper and everything. So just stay tuned.
Yes.
Hopefully we have some stuff coming. But we were planning for this podcast, and me and Mariah were talking, and I was like, I've been in a reading slump.
Yes.
And I think you've been in one as well.
Yes.
You've been in school. So that's hard to read school stuff and books.
Right.
And your mental capacity is not there.
Right. And you're also in the same, because you're finishing.
I just finished. So I was like, ugh.
Yeah. And you're finishing up your home, your remodel.
Yeah, I'm working on the house. Yeah.
And we just bought a house, and I've been nesting, and I'm exhausted just mentally.
It takes up all your time.
Yes. I've been listening to a book, and I don't know why it's taken me forever to do this, because I absolutely love the ladies who are reading the book, and it's called Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered, which is also another podcast, and
it's called My Favorite Murder.
My Favorite Murder. And these two ladies are amazing. They've been through a lot. Karen and Georgia, and they are wide open about their past. Like, they have been through some stuff. And they are just here to educate women and even men. I mean, if you are an open-minded man, you would really enjoy this podcast. But they just tell you, you know, you do not have to be polite, because we've always been taught as women, especially the older you are, you know, you always smile, you say thank you, you be polite, even when you feel totally creeped out and an uneasy situation, you be polite, because women are polite. And they're like, oh no, no. If you don't feel good about this situation, if something in your gut saying this isn't right, don't be polite. Get out of there.
Yeah.
So it's a really, and I'm love every time I listen to it, I love it, but I'm just having a hard time sticking with it. And there's another book called Never Saw Me Coming by Vera. And I think it's like Curlin. I think that's how you pronounce it, but it'll be in our credits. It's about this college, the psychology department is wanting to study psychopaths. So yes. So what they've done is they've opened up this scholarship for young adults who've been diagnosed as psychopaths as children. Mm-hmm. They have to be involved in this study. They go to college for free. They have to wear these watches, sort of like a Fitbit, and it monitors like their heart rate, you know, everything they need to know, and even their location. And it starts out with this girl, and she's like, I have to fit into this group. I need to be seen here. I need to do this, and I need to kill that boy, Will. And you're just like, what? And then it starts introducing you to the other six psychopaths in the program. So, and it's right up my alley, and I just am not sticking with it.
Well, give yourself some grace. Yeah. Okay. I looked on my Goodreads to see like what was the last book I read and then the most recent book I read, and it was 3 months that I did not read anything.
Chelsea, so that's not fine.
I know. It's been bad. But it happens sometimes. Yeah. And I guess sometimes, especially working here, you feel like you have to read.
Right.
And it becomes kind of a chore. And you're like, gosh, I've got to read something.
Right.
But sometimes you just don't feel like it. No. And that's okay.
Yeah. People go, what have you read good lately? And I'm like, my shampoo bottle. I don't know what to say.
And not everything you read is good either. So sometimes you're like, I really don't know.
So I've been watching a little more TV. Because it's, you know, just turn it on. And there's a sitcom. Of course, it's already off the air. It was through 2011 through 2018. It's called New Girl with Zoe Deschanel. Oh, it is so much fun. If you just need some good laughs and crazy weird people, it is such a good little sitcom.
And Winston is my favorite character on that show.
You know, when he first came in, because, you know, there was that short period of time that Coach was there for a few episodes, and then Winston come in. I was like, who is this? Winston is so great.
Just quirky, funny, off the wall comedy if you're looking for something good.
It really is. And I come in and I'll sneak in a few episodes, and then my daughter comes home, my fiance comes home, and I'm like, okay, so we'll watch like Hometown, which is another good little episode where this couple, the Napiers, they renovate old historic homes in Laurel, Mississippi. Good, yeah. And it is a good program because super clean, but this couple, you can just tell they love each other and they love what they're doing.
Kind of like a Chip and Joanna situation.
Right, except a little younger and hipper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though they were trying to use the word lit the other day because they were remodeling a house for a very young couple. And they're like, you know what the kids are saying? Lit? I was like, oh, Aaron, stop. So it, you know, so I've been doing a lot of that. I did watch a very good documentary on Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Mm-hmm. And most people, even if you don't listen to rock and roll, you know that band name. And for their 30th anniversary, they did this 4.5-hour doc on their music, where they started. And it's sad now because 10 years later, Tom Petty is dead.
Yeah.
And it just, it brought, because I've even got a tattoo that's American Girl for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. But, you know, you look at it now and you see all the driven desire to make good music. And he really fought for the industry, all the record companies that were really enslaving these young bands. He fought for all that to change. For several years, he kept the record companies from gouging album prices. Yeah, for about 10 years, he held strong with them. And finally, you know, with inflation, everything had to go up. But he said, you know, that was one of his proudest moments, was when he was like, no, you're not going to jump my record prices. My fans are working people. You know, you're not going to do that to them. So it's a really cool documentary. If you like their music, and so many other people are on there, and it's just a really good historical look at rock and roll during the 80s and 90s.
Do we have that documentary?
I've actually got it on order.
Okay. So I'll put the title of that in the description. Yes. So someone, if you want to check it out when it comes in, we'll have it there for you.
Yeah. But that's basically what I've been doing.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed I was in my slump and I'd been on Goodreads. And every year I set a reading challenge. Do you have Goodreads?
No, I don't, but I know about your challenge.
Okay. Goodreads, for those of you who don't know, Goodreads is like a social media for readers. So you can keep track of what you're reading, see what your friends are reading and all that jazz. So I set a challenge every year, and this year I set it for 25 books. And I looked at it like a month ago and I had 12 books left I had to read. So
yeah, you come up front and you're like, I've got to read 12 books.
And now I have to read, I've got to read 10 now. Now I still have 10 to go. But so to kickstart me, I've been looking for like short books. What's something short? What's something easy that I can read? And the first one I found was A Spindle Splintered by Alex E. Haro, which is one of Jamie's favorite authors.
Yes.
It's magical realism. And it's a little series that she just started. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Fractured Fables.
Yes.
Is what the series is called. But it follows this girl named Xenia, and she, I think she has like a disease that's going to kill her. And her life kind of was accelerated because she doesn't have much time to live. And she goes to school and is obsessed with fairy tales and folk tales and that kind of thing. Ooh. So in this story, she kind of stumbles upon the multiverse and into the fairy tales and like across all the multiverses. So like all these different fairy tales, like the same story, but across all the different multiverses.
Right.
So, or universe. I don't know much about the multiverse. I don't know how to, the terminology.
Abby would be your girl on that, but I know what you're referring to. Cause I didn't realize that there's like 8 different Spider-Mans. So
yeah. Well, I think it's more of, it's not even like Spider-Man stuff. It's like, there's something in physics, some theory there are infinite universes and you have many, like if you read The Midnight Library,
I think
it has a little bit about the multiverse in it kind of situation.
Excellent book.
But anyway, yeah, very good. But anyway, in this one, she stumbles upon these other characters from, this one is about Sleeping Beauty, because her life is kind of like Sleeping Beauty. She's going to go to sleep forever.
Right.
Like Sleeping Beauty with her illness. The illness is her curse. But anyway, she, in this series, she'll encounter different characters from different fairy tales, and she kind of has to rescue them or help them out of their story so that the ending is different. Because a lot of the fairy tales, we did summer reading a few years ago about fairy tales, and like a lot of the fairy tales are not happy.
They're not happy.
They are.
There's no happily.
Super dark.
Ever after.
They are gruesome. Yes. They are not good. Like Disney is not how they originated.
No.
But so that's kind of, if you're into that magical realism, it is a short stories. The second one comes out, I think, this year. So keep your eye out on that. That's on Kentucky's Unbound. What is that?
It's our Libby.
Yeah. Think of it. It's on Libby audiobook is what I listen to.
Yeah. Jamie was like, oh, you got to listen to this. It's great. And I was like, oh, okay.
Did she listen to it?
She listened to it and absolutely loved it.
Okay. Yeah. Good. So that's a good one. If you're needing to get your Goodreads in for the year, short, quick listen. But I also listened to another one in like a day. It was like an 8-hour book, but I listened to it in like a day because I was painting at my house.
Yeah.
But it's called The Guilt Trip by Sadie Jones. Okay. And it's a little more of like a suspense thriller type story, which is not really in my wheelhouse.
Right.
I don't usually like that kind of thing, but it's more like drama. It's a lot of personal drama, which I kind of like. I'm into like Real Housewives type things.
Oh, your BuzzFeed.
I love my like pop culture, like celebrity drama. So it wasn't celebrities, but it was like that kind of drama. Right. So I was like, ooh, what's going to happen? But it's about these three couples and they go to Portugal for one of the couple's weddings.
Ah.
And so this whole time they're building these characters up, like framing who like the bride is. And she's kind of like ditzy, like hypersexual, like, the other women are just like, ugh, can't stand her. And, but you kind of later on, you call into question, like, well, is what we've been presented with really how this person is?
Right.
Like, who is telling the truth? Who is seeing this clearly?
Right.
Like, what is the truth
in
what these people are? And it's a lot of like secrets in this whole thing, like how the couples are really kind of intertwined,
right?
A lot of deception, and in the end there's like this big disaster and death, and it's just really good. I really enjoyed it. It like kind of kept, like, some of the reviews weren't the best, but if you're not looking for like a big,
right,
I don't know, like what,
like
are the
Agatha Karen Christie,
like it's not going to be like a Karen Slaughter like gruesome whatever story,
right.
Like it's just kind of like, Well, then what? Right. Well, what are they doing? And it's just really good. I really enjoyed it. If you like those personal drama stories, you'll really like that one.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll need to check that one out.
It is good.
Yeah.
Lots of twists and turns in that one.
Yeah, I always love it when the narrator lies to me. Just a little bit.
That's kind of what it was. It was kind of like a bait and switch. Like, you think it's going one way because there's like cheating and like, who's really cheating and all that jazz. So it
Wonderful.
Was just really good. I really enjoyed it.
That does sound good.
But that is all I have for this week.
Yeah. I think
you have anything else?
No. Like you said, we are working on some new programming and hopefully, you know, the world will work with us.
Like, hopefully.
Yeah.
Omicron needs to like take a step back and let us let us live.
Yes. we need programming. We need our people back in here. So I think that's it with me. I'm just kind of coasting through to the end of the year.
Well, hopefully you'll get out of your slump. You'll find that desire to read again find that book that just like it hooks you again.
Yes, I need that.
Maybe try The Guilt Trip.
I will.
Maybe that'll be a good one.
When I go back upstairs, I'll look it up.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you next time among the stacks.
Bye.
You've been listening to Among the Stacks, a podcast produced by the staff of the Allen County Public Library in Scottsville, Kentucky. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to seeing you among the stacks.